Michael and me, many of you woke up one day to an email from our minister, Reverend Kitty Benson, and some of you did not wake up to that email, and so there are copies of the email here that you have available if you'd like one after the service. But I wanted to bring Kitty into the room, and I have a feeling she's probably watching us. So be on your best behavior. She's watching us. But anyway, I thought better than I trying to explain her messages that she had in this email to you, I thought I would just share her words as she wrote about, because, of course, there are two things going on here today. One is the absence of our minister, who is going through some health challenge. And the other is that we had a very large election this week, and it needs to be spoken to and then put into context for all of us. So I'm going to read parts of her letter, not the entirety of it. But she began by saying, "Hello, my Unity friends. I found myself in the ER earlier this week with symptoms that turned out to be a condition known as Bell's palsy. The good news is it is a treatable virus, and I'm expecting a full recovery. My intention, you know Kitty. Oh, my God. You know Kitty. She's going to be back here next week. And to continue, because next week is the finality of our 7 weeks of the Colors of Spirit. And just on an aside, if you have not done so, you might even want to go back on the YouTube or through the Facebook or on our website and actually take a look at the wonderful wealth of information that has come through here over these last weeks. But anyway, she wants to be here. We're going to be having breakfast. It's going to be, you're going to walk in and it's going to be set up for breakfast next week. So we're going to get to eat and be fed soul and body during the service. And then we want you to stay after because the board is going to be making a presentation mid-year town hall. And it's an important meeting for members and for congregants and online, because we're going to be talking about what's going on in 2024 and 2025. So whether you've been attending our church for years or you just found us today, we want you there. Some of you, she writes on, have been asking how you can support me during my healing process. She thanks you. She said, "Please know that I'm able to get to the store and handle my daily tasks. I intend to keep working from home on my slate of ministerial assignments, but I have canceled a few events, and we'll be talking about that during announcements. When you see me next Sunday," she says, "I may look a little funny as I speak or I laugh, and please know it's just the same old me with the same brain, heart, and joy to be part of this beautiful Unity community. Please hold me in prayer. Thank you for remembering me as you've seen me every Sunday, healthy, flexible, and filled with light." And Reverend Kitty, on behalf of everyone, I'm laminating you in love and health right now. Finally, she writes, "I wanted to share a word with you about the election. Oftentimes when you're part of a close community, you may assume that you all feel the same way about certain events. Therefore, we talk with one another, speaking as if everyone agrees with us. I can assure you, even in unity, that is not the case. And so this is what I would like to suggest. Whether you are excited about the presidential outcome or you are upset by the outcome, let's come back to center on this. To this, I remind everyone, we are unity. We are not uniformity. So there is in unity, infinite variety, and we are that one. And so this is a time to remember the true source of all our good, and that is spirit, God, creator, divine mind, the all that is. We know that nothing and no one can keep us from our good or provide for our good. Ultimately, only the divine is the provider, and it is infinite. May our mission statement, and remind us of who we are, be adopted again, not just for how we interact with our unity friends, that's easy, but actually with the world. Remember, collectively and individually, we are, and anybody wants it, say it with me, we are a vibrant, inclusive community for personal growing and joyful knowing of our oneness with spirit and each other. Thank you. That's good. Thank you for leading the way during a time when our world needs our message more than ever. from Kitty, you are a blessing to Unity, this world, and to me. And she signs it with all my love, Kitty. So let's give her a little applause and love. How about that?
Thank you, Kitty.
Thank you, Kitty. So Michael and I took on the sixth of the seventh series that we've been doing on the chakras. And most of you probably are aware we've been working our way up the body because the chakras are part of the body. And let's put that slide up of the definition. So just to remind you, Deepak Chopra provided this definition, which is the chakras. Remember, it's chakras, not chakras. Chakras like Chopra. Chakras are junction points between the consciousness of spirit and biology. What do you think the word biology means in that? Body, right? Okay, so this is saying that this is the junction point between the consciousness of spirit and our body. So to continue a little bit about what they are just in this tour, they are spiritual energy centers located throughout the body. And we've been, like I said, working our way up. Last week, we had the chakra of the heart. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorites, which is the third eye chakra. That's going to be a lot of fun. And each one of them has a very special, is a different speciality, and is meant to aid us in living a life of well-meaning and well-being. Body, mind, emotions, and spirit. When we're in balance, we know our lives move better. One of the ways we identify these energy centers is by color, as you well know. And here we are sitting here purple, feeling like, you know, we're just looking cute. I mean, I'm telling you, everybody looks good in purple. And so each week we've been filling the building with a different color, partly because there's a different vibration to these chakras, as you know. And there's a different note that resonates. And the note for this day is the note A, interestingly enough. Chakras appear to be the ascending in the physical body because that's the way we've been doing them. But I want to remind you that we are the play of life upon itself. And so we're always going back and forth using these different energies, not even always realizing that we're doing them. Part of what we're working on in this series is so that we can use them and keep them in alignment more intentionally and consciously. So this third eye chakra, intuition, it's about intuition and imagination. I just love this. This chakra is very cool. And Michael's going to do a very nice job of guiding you through this. He's going to be your tour guide in a minute. But what I wanted to talk about, because I am geeky and because I am studying consciousness and quantum physics and the intersection of science and spirituality, I thought it'd be really interesting today in particular to bring in a little bit of information about how what we study here in spirituality correlates and it's being proven by science known as quantum physics. So I wanted to give you just a little bit on this, you know, couple of minutes of a pop, and you won't have a pop quiz, so don't worry about it. So quantum physics is proving that there is only one thing going on here. And in science, we call that the field. It's known as the infinite field of all potentiality and possibility. Infinite, of course, means it's never ending. And there's all possibility, all potentiality in these fields. And they're in the field, they're waves of possibility and potentiality, just awaiting something, but just being. When we focus and initiate and direct ideas, what we do is we literally take one of those possible waves and we collapse it. They call it measuring it in science and mind, you know, science words, but what they're actually doing is we focus it, we initiate it, and we direct it. How do we do that? We do that through our thinking. That's why this is mental science too. Once we focus on one of those waves and it collapses into a particle, it then somehow, some way that we don't quite understand, begins to move from being invisible into visibility, and it's said with mathematical accuracy, and it does it through vibration. Now, here's the really, really exciting part. It's all exciting to me. I don't know if you guys love this, but I love this stuff. The exciting part is it is all interconnected. And the other thing that's really, really cool about quantum physics is in quantum, distance is not a dimension. So anything that's happening anywhere in the universe is in resonance with anything else that's in resonance in the universe. Anything everywhere all at once. Did anybody see that wild movie? Okay. I don't know that we're going to ever show it here. It's pretty wild. But the idea that it's all happening at the same time, but we also have to remember that in the quantum, there is no time. So that's the other fun part about it. But think about you and science and your intuition. Think about the idea that you choose an idea, that you have a heart's desire, something. Anybody ever had something that they called out of the blue? Yeah. Where did that idea come from? Out of the blue. What is the blue? I don't know. But we get that. It's like what you can call a divine download. But somehow, some way, at your local address, you attracted something out of the non-local that you want to give birth to through your intentionality. Now imagine that because you have that going on, you have now taken a wave, made a particle. That particle now is resonating with some other particle somewhere else in the universe. And as long as you stay committed to the idea with fervence and heart, you begin to bring things into your life. Not things you want, you resonate with what you are. So a lot of this is about learning how to be more about what we want to choose to bring into our lives, which takes thinking, it takes commitment, it takes decision, it takes intentionality. It is that intentionality that scientifically is given over to the quantum and off it goes and does its thing. It's been around since the beginning of time, the infinite sphere, God being the infinite sphere whose circumference is nowhere, whose center is everywhere. We are the center of the universe in the quantum. And then even imagine the Native Americans said, what we do to the web, we do to ourselves. So now that I got you interested, maybe a little whatever, but now I'm going to turn it over to my wonderful husband. And I have to give him a comment because I don't think you all know this, but he just received his doctorate in consciousness studies. So I'm going to bring up my darling husband, Reverend Dr. Michael Spear.
Cross-eyed
for you.
Cross-eyed, huh? Interesting. Good morning, everyone. So good to be with you today, and shout out to everyone in our online audience, and Reverend Kitty, if you're watching, our love is with you. My love's with all of you this morning. So glad to be here. So let's talk more quantum physics. No, let's not do that. So, oh my God, what is he going to do? You know, it's interesting. Could we change slide, Christina? What we're going to talk about on this third eye chakra is something that it's almost beyond words to talk about it, because we can't necessarily get there with words. So we're going to incorporate some of this practice in the meditation that I'm going to do in just a bit. I'm going to talk about the chakra. I'm going to talk about some ideas about this and some things and tools we can use to work with and what this chakra is about, our third eye chakra. Well, you all know, what color do you think it is? There we go. We're all purple today. Where is the chakra located? Well, it's between your eyebrows. Could we all put your finger over there for a moment? There you go. Don't poke yourself in the eye. So right there between your eyebrows, that's your third eye chakra. Don't try this with your eyes closed because you never, you know, my chiropractor makes me do that. Third eye chakra, and it's all about intuition. It's about knowingness. It's about that divine download. It's about what Highest Good, Kim and Highest Good saying about this morning about I'm one with the divine. The divine is already here. But the divine shows up through our body. As Reverend Mary Beth talked about, it shows up through our chakras in various ways. So if you've been following the series, it's coming through. But it's coming through very strongly and in very important, vital ways through our third eye chakra. And we mentioned the musical note is A, and so when we do our meditation later, you're going to hear that meditation, the music that's going to be the backdrop is actually in the key of A. Could we change slides, please? So let's talk about this third eye chakra. There are a number of different aspects to it. Let's just call these our balance, okay? The balance that we have through our third eye chakra. First of all, enhancing our intuition and psychic abilities. Do you think you have psychic abilities? Anyone think you have psychic abilities? We really all do. We all have psychic abilities. We all have intuition. Have you ever had intuitions about things? Probably this morning even, who knows? And they happen all the time. Greater clarity and focus. It actually helps us to have clarity and more energy in our life when we're more tuned into that chakra. And I'm going to talk about tuning into it and what that means and strengthening our connection with it. But remember, again, we're already one with the divine as we sang this morning. So I'm taking our words to heart that we're not separate from this. This is a part of us. Increased creativity. Where do those creative urges come from to do things like painting rocks and do other things? Any artistic endeavors, just about anything we do, there is a creative urge that moves through us. It's happening through that chakra. Deeper spiritual connection is a big part of this chakra. Again, it's part of that connection that we have with spirit. We're already one with spirit. We're already an aspect, literally an individualized expression of spirit to the point where I say, I am God. I am God. I am a unique, individualized expression of God. We each are. Greater self-awareness. Who am I? We talked about that. Reverend Kitty talked last week about our throat chakra, about speaking our word and our self-awareness of who we are. Where do we get that awareness from? Where do we become clear on it so that we can express it through our throat chakra? And then finally, reduced anxiety and stress plays a big part. Does anyone like reduced anxiety and stress? I'm a big fan. Can we change slides, please? Next slide. So what about blockages to the chakra? Now, when we talk about blockages, can we make that chakra go away? Can we turn it off? Not really. It's the same thing as if you had a radio going in your house and you took and it's playing music and you put a pillow over it. Has it gone away? Is it not playing the music anymore? It's still there. You just blocked it, if you will. But another way to look at it is if you're listening to a certain frequency on the radio, and you're listening to symphonic music, but you really wanted to hear Kim Char playing spiritual music, and she's on a different channel, what do? You have to turn back to the highest good channel, right? You're on the wrong frequency. So that's what this is all about. The chakras are there. They're a part of us. They're a part of you. It's about tuning into it and removing these so-called blockages. A lack of clarity and focus. What can happen when we're not tuned in? Lack of clarity or focus. We feeling like we're having a hard time tuning in on things, paying attention to our work, paying attention to other aspects of our life, paying attention to our family. It can build a stronger connection. Anxiety or depression can result from it. Because again, doesn't it sound like by being separated, when I say separated, not aware of our connection with spirit, that you can feel out of sorts? I know for me, when I come back to my connection with spirit at a very knowing level, a conscious level and knowing level, I feel better about life. Feeling disconnected from our intuition, because that's what this chakra is all about. We're going to feel disconnected, not being able to receive. It's like, again, turning off the channel on the radio. Spirit, I want you to speak to me and guide me here. You got to pay attention. Sometimes, quite frankly, I think mental clutter is a big one I deal with because I'm busy all the time. Anyone else here busy a lot? We get busy And it's easy to start not paying attention and being aware. So this is about awareness. And then finally, lack of creativity or imagination. We go to the next slide, please. So this quote is from Richard Rohr, who's absolutely wonderful, if you've ever read any of his books, any of his writings. He says, "We long for distant absolutes, perhaps seeking a confirmation of the absolute we already intuit within ourselves. Like Jacob, we eventually awaken from sleep and say, 'God was in this place and I never knew it. I could have had a V8. Right? What was I thinking?" How useful is that to think about sometimes when we go there? Do you ever go there? I do. And, you know, I have Mary Beth around to remind me. God bless you, dear. And we do that for each other. But sometimes it's that this is about awareness. A lot of what I'm talking about today, I said it's hard to get words around this, and we're going to do some practice today in meditation. But the greatest awareness for you to walk away today, in my opinion, that I hope you do, is awareness. The greatest awareness is about awareness, awareness of our third chakra, and awareness that we are connected to something so greater than ourselves. We are a part of it, and we can tune it out, sometimes unmeaningfully. We don't mean to tune it out, but it happens. Ernest Holmes said that intuition is spirit knowing itself. Intuition is spirit knowing itself. And who is spirit but you? You are part of the quantum field. I used the word, sorry. But you are part of this quantum field. You are not separate from it. So this is about knowing who you are. Who am I? I am a divine expression of the One. I am spirit in expression. So a question is, have you ever experienced that inner voice within you guiding you? I see a lot of heads going up and down here. You have. At some point in time, almost all of us have. I recall at a night, I was thinking about some of the times when I've had significant expressions of this. And it came back to me about a number of years ago. It was back in the 80s, actually. I was in New York City on a business trip. And I decided to go out, and remember, that was the time when there were discotheques. Remember discotheques? And I actually had to go out and check out this place called Studio 54. Carol, it's not a design gallery for bathrooms. But I went to Studio 54, and I was staying somewhere in Manhattan in a hotel, and so I took a cab over there, and I spent a few hours there, and then I decided it was time to leave. So it was a nice night out. It's New York City. If you've ever been to New York City, everyone walks. It's great to walk in New York City. So I decided, well, I'm just going to walk back. It's maybe 2 or 3 miles, and it was a nice evening. So I start walking. I'm walking for a couple blocks, and all of a sudden I realize that it's a pretty dark street I'm on. There's no one else around, literally. I'm walking, there's no one around, and this voice within me said, "Don't do this. Don't go back." And I did. I listened. It was just suddenly, it just came just like that. I didn't even realize it, didn't think about it. I went back and I called for a taxi. There was no Uber back then. No cell phone, I don't think. There was a time in May of 1995, too, which this was a significant, probably the most significant time. It was the first day of our annual Religious Science International retreat that took place in a place called Asylum, our state conference center in Pacific Grove, California. And it was on the first day of the retreat in the morning. I was in the breakfast line with a good friend of mine, and I looked in front of me, and in front of us were these two women, a woman with their friends, and the one woman was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. And I realized that there was something more happening there. I didn't know what it was, but there was something more. But I decided to go over and introduce myself to her. And so we all sat and had breakfast together. And we spent the week together going to the conference. And 29 plus years later, we're still having breakfast together every day. And that really is how it happened. When we got engaged in 8 days, some of you probably know that story, and then we got married a couple months later, and so So it goes from there. And that was the love of my life that came in, but there was an intuition. We happened to be there at the right time in the right place at the, and it was meant to happen like that and unfold. I believe that, and I believed I was very in tune there. It's a very spiritual place. I was very in tune that this was not some woman I was just going to chase after, but this there was something more. And she claims that she knew from the moment she saw me she was going to marry me. That's right. Her particle was in California and mine was in Illinois. And we were already entrained. This is about our connection with infinite intelligence. That's what this is all about, really. We are connected with infinite intelligence. It's that quantum field of infinite possibility where everything already exists. And that's a powerful thing to know when you're trying to come up with a problem or a solution to anything. That everything that could exist already exists in the here and now, but we have to cultivate our receptivity and our awareness to get in touch with this, because you've already got this apparatus where? Right here, your third eye, that's ready. It's your tuning device. It's here to receive and bring that guidance to us. And, you know, the feelings are important around this, too. I don't want to just put feelings. This is not a heady issue here. This is about what are you feeling. It comes from, it comes as a feeling in my gut. That night in New York City, I probably felt something in my gut. I said, nope, this ain't right. Or it could be a pain in the neck. That's probably a metaphor about things, but that happens for me sometimes. I'll get a pain in my neck. And I have to pay attention to that. I don't have to, but I choose to. And if I don't, and sometimes I don't, because I'm caught up with whatever the cause is, if I choose to pay attention, though, then I can deal with it. I can listen and say, what do I need to know here? Spirit, what do I need to know? It can also show up in our dreams. That is a part of it. Many people believe that the third eye chakra is a very important connection with our dreams. And I've had many times that I receive guidance in dreams. Anyone in here get guidance in dreams at times? And it takes some interpretation sometimes because it's pretty weird, pretty crazy. But once you can get to it, I have had moments when I've had extreme, wonderful understandings come through that. When do I listen to my intuition? I do it when I've got a strong urge about it. There's something just speaking to me, or it might be a nagging voice, that nagging little voice inside that's telling me, wake up, listen to what I'm saying, pay attention. We have 5 physical senses: touch, vision, hearing, smell, and taste. And judging by appearances, which is how those senses generally work, those are appearances, conditions. I'm feeling this pulpit up here. I'm judging by appearances. And we do that a lot in our lives. When we see things through our eyes, when we hear things, when we smell things, we're judging by appearances out there. And when we go back up through the third eye chakra, it allows us to open ourselves up to greater possibilities that we may not be aware of, because judge not by appearances. Great quote from the Bible: judge not by appearances, but by righteous use of these faculties that we have, the chakras. I remember back in 2017, I was attending a business conference in Philadelphia, and I went to a social event that was hosted by a company, a Fortune 500 company, that was one of my clients. I occasionally did work with them, and for some time, I had had a vision about this company because I had a close relationship, knew a lot of people there. I had a close relationship that there was a new service, a unique service I could bring to them and come to work for them. And I had really thought about that for a long time, and I had my attention on it. And as I was about to leave the event that night, I noticed that the CEO of the company, who I had never directly met, was actually out by the doorway, sort of. He's in a little bit, but he was saying goodbye to people and hosting people and all that. And I was about to leave, and I just said, no, I'm just going to get going. I've been there for about an hour already. It's time to leave. But something said to me as I was walking out the door, I said, don't go out that door. Turn around and go back. And I literally was almost out the door, turned around, went back, and went up to him and introduced myself. And we had a conversation. And he said, when we get back to Chicago, let's have lunch. And what that ended up in is I did end up go to work for that company. And for about 7 years, it was the most fulfilling job I had in my whole career until 4 months ago on July 1st when I decided it was time to retire. But that was all based in that moment on intuition, paying attention and listening. It's available to each of us. And so we have tools that we can use to help strengthen our connection with those chakras, with this particular chakra. One of those are affirmations. And there's a host of different affirmations you can use. We're going to close today's service later with one of them, but I trust my intuition and follow my inner guidance. And remember, affirmations are a tool. They help strengthen that within us, a knowingness. I like to call them as a mini prayer almost, but they're putting that idea in mind. So I trust my intuition and follow my inner guidance. I am open to receiving spiritual insights and wisdom. And one of my favorites, I always know what I need to know when I need to know it. I always know what I need to know when I need to know it. So we're going to go into meditation right now. And part of this meditation that I'll lead you into it once we get into it a bit is going to be actually a third eye meditation to help you connect with and help strengthen your involvement with your third eye. And it's a meditation that I actually learned online from a yoga teacher, and I thought it was quite wonderful. So we're going to incorporate that. And before leading us into meditation, we're going to start with a song by our wonderful Megan McDonough called Out of the Blue. And Reverend Mary Beth earlier mentioned Out of the Blue. Where does this stuff come from? It comes out of the blue. It's not purple, I'm sorry, but it's out of the blue. Where is the blue? Well, it's somewhere. So I'm going to invite you just to get comfortable and join with me as we listen to this song that we're going to play for you, and then we'll go right into meditation.
Seem rather new. I've got a favorite, and maybe you do too. Mine is out of the blue, out of the blue, out of the blue. Something tells me to. Hope comes from out of the blue, out of the blue, out of the blue, where everything's created old and new. I'll have the best time. First in thought and then in form. You've been creating from the moment you were born. Out of the blue, out of the blue.
I invite you right now, just let yourself be comfortable in whatever position is comfortable for you. As we just take a nice deep breath and slowly release, again, taking another deep breath, slowly releasing it, knowing that this one power, this one presence, this one intelligence that is working through and as me, that is me in expression, is the same for each and every one of us. This great I am that I am. Knowing this, I accept and know that today I am truly working through a wonderful expression in my third eye, that I am open and receptive to this idea that my third eye chakra is a connection with spirit. My expression as the divine is moving through, coming through this, bringing me greater intuition, knowingness, guidance, wisdom in every area of my life. So today I'm willing, open, and receptive to move in greater relationship with this chakra, to strengthen my connection with it. I invite you right now to join with me if you're so inclined and willing. Take your eyes, and if you wish, you can keep your eyes closed. You can open them if you wish. It's your choice. I actually turn my eyes upward within and look at my third eye chakra, right between my eyebrows. I let myself focus on that third eye chakra and be present to it. And as long as I am comfortable doing so, allow myself to keep my gaze, to keep my eyes focused on my third eye chakra. As we go into silence with the music behind us. And as you're ready, I invite you to just let your gaze come back to normal, your eyes. And to accept the wonderful embodiment and knowingness that this is something I can do anytime. To just connect. And I'm so grateful for the intuition, the insights, the knowingness that I continue to get from and through and as spirit, of lifting me into a greater expression of life in this now moment, leading, guiding me, and directing me in every way, so that I know that I always know what I need to know as I need to know it. Always know what I need to know as I need to know it. I'm so grateful for this. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. And I invite you, as you're ready, to just bring yourself back into the room. And join back into this beautiful service. Spirit, may open your eyes when you're ready.